As soaring demand for takeout begins to ease after jumping earlier during the pandemic, major food delivery companies are now having to pivot. Yahoo Finance's own Rochelle Akufo is here with a look at DoorDash's latest venture. Rochelle.
That's right, Emily. As you're mentioning, instead of just food and goods now, on Wednesday, DoorDash announced it wants to deliver cash advances to restaurants. Now, Dash stock got some love today. It's up around 7.5%. We'll see how that goes by the close. Now, obviously, this was launched by its new financing arm, DoorDash Capital. Now, America's biggest meal delivery service is partnering with fintech company Paraffin to offer revenue-based financing to the merchants on its app. Now, Chief Revenue Officer Tom Pickett said a key area that partners have been asking for is quick and easy access to capital. He broke down how DoorDash Capital works on the company's blog, saying eligible merchants can hop on the app to see how much they've been pre-approved for. Then they can, if they can accept, then the funds can be in their accounts within 1 to 2 business days, and that doesn't impact their credit score. Merchants will pay a one-time fee over the course of the advance. And the interesting part, repayment is automated and tied to the company's performance, which DoorDash says offers more flexibility than regular lenders, which makes sense because obviously no matter how your company is doing, your lenders are still going to want their money on time. Now, on the DoorDash blog, they also said that the single con that they listed in their pros and cons was that it's only for existing DoorDash partners with a sustained sales history on the platform. But the relationship between DoorDash and these delivery services and the restaurants has been something of an uneasy one, especially over the course of the pandemic. We saw that a lot of these delivery companies did provide a lifeline for these restaurants when COVID restrictions came into place and indoor dining shut down. But then they also had these very high fees that merchants complained about. In fact, it got so high that some cities, including New York, ended up capping some of these delivery fees and did keep those caps in some form even after the peak. So it will be interesting to see then how restaurants then turn around and sort of see how they feel about this new financing option.
And so, Rochelle, why is DoorDash making this push into financing now?
Well, as we're seeing with the Omicron numbers now starting to go down, people are like, look, I want to go back into restaurants. I don't want to sit at home and order food. And so as people are going in, DoorDash is going to have to get more creative. And as we've seen, the world is staggering into some sort of pandemic normalcy, if we can call it that. But year to date, the stock for Dash is down more than 25%. Guys.
Yahoo Finance's own Rochelle Akufo, thank you again so much for that report.